The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, is with me now. Minister, I want to talk to you about the MICA redress scheme. Can you talk us through the main details, please?
Yeah, Kieran, look, today was an important day. I brought a memo to Cabinet, which is, you know, significantly enhancing the current MICA and defective block scheme, effectively. And what I've done, to just the main point is that we have brought forward 100% redress for all remediation options, and I've raised the cap to a maximum of 420,000, which is very significant. The existing scheme was 90% redress, and it had become clear that the existing scheme, whilst well-intentioned, brought in by the last government, hadn't operated as was intended. So we'd worked really closely, I've discussed this on your show before, as you know, with residents groups in the two particular affected areas of Donegal and Mayo, and I've worked through the issues that are there. So the government's intervention today, yes, is an extraordinary intervention in the sense that, you know, when you look at comparable issues across Europe or indeed the world, there's nothing like this. But, you know, we've literally, there was a failure here. You know, these homes won't be rebuilt by anyone else. And we need to help residents, not just in these two counties, but potentially more. So effectively, the existing scheme was that the previous government had brought in would have committed the Exchequer and the state to a liability of around 1.4 billion. With the additional changes that we've made to the scheme, we'll bring forward another 800 million in enhancements, which is a significant amount of money. We are, though, also have brought forward the principle of a levy within the sector from 2023 that will contribute towards both this scheme, and I am acutely aware as well, Kieran, of another working group that I have in place at the moment, which is on fire defects in apartments. And these are legacy issues, and we've got to look at to ensure this doesn't happen again. So part of what I brought forward today as well is to the very clear intention, got approval from government to establish an independent building control regulator. That needs to happen. But look, these people, and many of them whom I've met and who I've worked with over the last year or so, are really in desperation here. This scheme is a last resort. It is a grant scheme. And I think that, look, it will work. We've got to be able to help people get back their lives, get back their homes. And the priority is going to be family homes. And we will remediate on the principle of the worst first. So I'll be bringing in a damage rating, category rating. I do need legislation to back this up, which we're going to prioritise. Some changes can be made by regulation, but the existing scheme is on a weak footing because it was set up under an old act, the 1979 Act, and through regulation through then. So we need a separate piece of legislation that we're working on. So a lot of significant changes. Hopefully I've summarised some of them there in my initial...
Okay. So let me ask you about a couple of them. First of all, the 420,000 cap. I know the McBriartys, for example, in Donegal are already talking about suing the government because this would leave them out of pocket. Well, what do you say to them?
Well, look, I think what I'm interested in doing is trying to help as many people as I can, okay? There will be exceptions to that, but I think any fair-minded person would see that an intervention by the state of up to 420,000 per house is very significant. That will cover about 98% of households. I was actually looking at details through the local property tax, and there's about 300 homes in the county, that in Donegal, that are valued at over 437,000. And they're not ones that are affected necessarily by MICA. And I understand that there will always be exceptions to it, but I would think that anyone, even if they had a house that was valued in excess of this, would still be getting a very significant contribution towards their house. But in real terms, the vast majority of people are going to be getting 100% redress to help them get their lives back together. We've dealt with some of the upfront costs, like other accommodation costs of €15,000, storage of €5,000. But we've got to make sure the scheme is robust and is sustainable.
Yeah.
You know, and that's another issue that you know, that we've... So we have to strike a balance on that. And, you know, this wasn't easily got to be frank. But it is significant, and I think it can help to move the situation on.
So when you say that most people will get 100% redress, the other issue that some campaigners have flagged is this cap on the per square foot cost. Mm-hmm. So in other words, the government will agree to spending €145 per square foot for the first 1,000 yes. square feet of a house, and then it's on a sliding scale after that. Now, mm-hmm. I know Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin, speaking to The Dáil this afternoon, suggested for the average family home in Donegal, this would leave people out of pocket to the tune of about €40,000.
Well, he's not correct, unfortunately, and I don't want to play politics with this, as Piers is doing, but I offered his party the opportunity to input into the scheme since last September, and they never even wrote back or sent a submission in. They never highlighted any changes that they wanted at all whatsoever. So I think, to be fair to those who have been afflicted by this, and their homes have been afflicted by this, they're looking at these changes in detail. I can tell you now that the example he uses is incorrect. I can tell you now, for a home that, you know, based on on what we have said is the square foot cap. They're indicative, by the way. I also said that they're the ones for this year. That'll be reviewed every year, so it keeps in line with inflation. I have included inflation. And where do we get that from? That's methodology, that's used by the Society of Chartered Surveyors in Ireland that assesses the rebuilding cost of a home. Should your own home, you know, God forbid, or anyone else's, be subsumed in a fire and be destroyed? What's the rebuilding cost? What do you insure that? So, you know, these have been very carefully calibrated, and also the principle of the fact that each year that would be updated in line with the work that the surveyors would do.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, so how soon will that be reviewed?
Well,
because we know the issue with building costs and the inflation of building costs at the moment.
Look, really good point. Well, the initial rate, firstly, for earlier this year that was set in April, was 138, was the average for the Northwest, €138 per square foot. I've gone higher than that. I've gone 145 on the first 1,000. But when will it be reviewed? First quarter of next year. And then it will be every year after that. And we further engagement with the SCSI, who I'm meeting later in the week, actually, on this. And I think that's the fairest way to do it, because you need to make sure that, you see, the initial scheme that was set up was a grant, but there was a maximum grant. So then there is an issue with, does everyone go towards the top of the grant? So you need to have a cost per square foot containment. And I think, in fairness to those who've engaged with the group, understand that too. And they've been, you know, they'll make up their own mind on it. But I'm not going to, go down that road that Pierce has gone down, to try and make, turn this into a political fight.
Okay.
This is far more, and I mean this sincerely now, Kieran, because, you know, 7,500 householders here who really need to be able to bring this to conclusion and to have a pathway to get their homes fixed. I really believe this is the way forward. It's €800 million in additional enhancements to the scheme. Good control mechanisms, having the housing agency involved as well, has done a really good job on the East Coast scheme. And actually, we've gone further than existing schemes. Like, we're including RTB registered properties, one additional property there, because I'm acutely aware that there are tenants living in properties there that are in bad shape, and we look at options there. So, like, it's a significant amount of work that can't just be dismissed by the main opposition party in a remark like that, particularly when they don't even make a submission to the scheme.
Let me ask you then about the other thing you mentioned there, which is the levy on builders to help fund some of this, up to about €80 million a year from builders. I mean, we all pay effectively a tax on our insurance because of the Quinn levy. This is going to be the same, isn't it? This is going to be passed on to the consumer. Anybody out there who needs a builder in the future is going to be taxed.
Well, Minister Pascal Donoghue and I will be working on this, and measures won't be brought forward till the finance bill of 2022. So anything that we bring in will be from 2023 onward. This is a contribution towards it. We haven't struck the exact mechanism for that. There are options available, and obviously the options that we look at would be the ones that would have a lesser or a zero impact on further increases in house prices. You know, the last time I was on your show and talking about the need for affordable housing for our people, and I'm absolutely focused on that. That's why we've
How will you do that, though?
Well,
I struggle to think, and there are greater minds than mine looking at this, but I struggle to understand how you can place a levy on builders that they don't immediately in some way pass on to people. So in other words, people out there who already own their own home, they're completely immune to this. But the young couple listening to this, saving for the deposit, by the time they get it together, their builder will be that little bit more expensive because of this levy.
What we don't want to do is to pitch one group of people against another. We are making progress in relation to our first time buyers, and we're going to focus on that to make sure that they're their housing is affordable, and we're doing that, and that's happening. First cost rental tenants in place now. But to answer your question, we will be looking at the options, and we have time to look at those options. This is not a measure that would be brought in until 2023. It's something that's...
So you don't know. That's the answer now.
No, I know.
You'd like the builders to contribute something. You'd like them not to pass
on. I know
on,
what the
but
options
you don't,
are.
You don't have a clue how you're going to do it. So we'll do it next.
No, I'll respectfully say that I do know what the options are. Okay, I do know what some of the options are. I can't go through them with you over the radio, and you'll understand why, because we've got to hone those. But there are options that are available. So we have done some work on this. But what I'm saying, I think it's important that it's done properly, because this scheme and others, and if you take the scheme that we're talking about, and let's remember what it's there for. It's to help rebuild people's homes and their lives. And we've got to make sure that it's sustainable too. There will be others that I'm acutely aware of, as I mentioned earlier, such as those in living in apartments with fire defects and other things that I'm working on as well. So, you know, we have to make sure that we have a sustainable scheme. This one will be with us for, in my view, upwards towards a decade before we can remediate everything that we need to do. So, you know, I think like with any levy or tax raising measure, we look at it in detail. We'll make sure what we bring in works, is sustainable. We'll engage with sectors on it too, but we're giving a good lead in time there. There's no knee-jerk reaction to this, but, and I say this respectfully, there are options, and I know what options there are there. So we have.
And you're confident. You're confident. At least one of those options will mean builders pay, but their customers don't.
Look, we have options around that, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And,
so you're
really
confident
to
that.
But I am, and look, I've in everything I've been doing, we're struggling not just in Ireland, but right across Europe with recent inflation, particularly with regard to house price. We need to get our supply up. Next year will be a good year on supply, and we're going to see supply ramp up into 2022, into 2023 as well. So the sector in itself, Kieran, is expanding, and the building sector is expanding, and more homes will be produced. So there'll be more turnover within the market there as well. And therefore, you can look at, well, what percentage potentially one could levy on that. That might be quite minimal, you know, to an individual firm. But when you add them all together, it would be significant enough. So they're the type of options, I think you'll understand what I'm talking about there. So it isn't a question that, you know, what we do here is going to affect the first-time buyer, who I really want to be able to get their home at an affordable rate. That's why we're putting €4 billion into affordability measures through Housing for All, you know.
Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien. Minister, thanks a million for joining us here on The Hard Shoulder. Now.